divided over a man.
You have two of his children.
Yes.
She's got one in the oven with Sir Lancelot.
Now, they share a hatred.
She riding around with knives and stuff to cut my tires. I don't know what the girl's gonna do.
She attacked me. I started to defend myself. You know, I'm carrying a baby.
So, what I do, I protected myself.
Tell me what you did.
She hit me and I hit her.
You were looking for trouble.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 25-year-old Camelia Thomas is suing her ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend, 21-year-old Crystal Weatherspoon, for slashing her tires on two separate occasions.
Order. All rise. Yes, case number 569 on the calendar in the matter of Thomas versus Weatherspoon.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
I want to see Sir Lancelot. Which one? Would that be you?
Yes.
How many children do you have with this lovely lady?
Two.
And how many children do you have with this lovely lady?
One on the way.
And what kind of way do you use to support these three children?
I work.
For whom?
Ashley Construction. Ashley Construction.
And how long have you been working for Ashley Construction?
About 5 months.
How old are you?
30.
Prior to working for Ashley Construction, who did you work for?
I was in prison.
How long were you in prison?
3 years.
What did you go to prison for?
Cocaine.
Selling?
Yes, ma'am.
Have all these children been created since you got out of prison?
No.
Just this one?
Yes.
Ms. Thomas, your action alleges that this defendant, this young woman, slashed your tires.
Yes.
And has been harassing you.
Yes.
You have two of his children.
Yes.
You didn't know you made a mistake the first time? And then Miss Weatherspoon says after you got a restraining order.
Right.
So that she should stay away from you because now she's got one in the oven with Sir Lancelot.
Yes.
You met up at a gas station where you were both getting gas. A fight ensued and you bloodied her face. So she has a counterclaim for assault. Now tell me, what proof do you have that Miss Weatherspoon slashed your tires?
I have two receipts and a police report.
I'd like to see both. Did you see her slash your tires?
The first time, no, Your Honor, he was there. The second time, she rolled back by, let me know she did it.
So let me understand this. Today is a slightly off day for me, so I may have to repeat myself.
Okay.
But I'm not that off. He says she's off. Maybe I can get away with something. Listen to me. Get over here. Put him over here. Talk to him better over here. Not next to the pregnant one. I assume, sir, that you are not intimidated by judges.
No, ma'am.
Did you have many women judges who took care of you during the course of your trials?
No.
Just men?
Yeah.
They were nice?
Some of them.
Were most of them nice?
Most of them.
That's never been my problem. And I had a very successful 25-year career in the courts of New York, and I've had a stellar career here. Never did I play a soft, retiring persona. Just wasn't my gig. So you took your girlfriend's car. That time you were with this girlfriend. Pay attention.
Yes, ma'am.
You took her car, and maybe you were going over to this one to do a little mufky-pufky, I don't know, and I don't care. But you were using her car. What happened when she saw your car?
I mean, I went over to go to pick my property up, and it was outside.
To pick your property up from?
Crystal.
Because you were breaking up.
Yes, ma'am.
And she was happy about that or not happy about that?
Not happy.
And when you pulled up in the car, what did she do to her tires?
She didn't do anything. The clothes were outside the door. I went and grabbed the clothes and I left.
So nothing happened to her car?
Nothing.
And then you went to her house?
Yes.
Did she slash her own tires?
I don't know who slashed them. We went to...
No, just a second. I'm asking you a question. Did you see her slash her own tires?
No, but I helped her pay for them, though.
You paid for them?
Yes, ma'am.
Why would you pay for them, sir?
Because I'm with her.
And because you figured who slashed the tires.
I mean, I was her man. I had to pay for them.
I know. Who did you think slashed her tires?
I don't know who slashed them.
I didn't ask who you knew. Who do you think slashed her tires?
I don't know.
Now, her tires were slashed again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during the time that you were with her and your children,
mm-hmm.
and Miss Gonna Have a Baby knew that you were with your former girlfriend, did you contact her at all?
No.
Did she contact you by text?
No.
Did she call you?
No.
Are you trying to tell me that pregnant lady didn't call you once when you moved your stuff out?
Never.
She must not like you.
She was mad.
How mad was she?
She was mad, real mad, I mean.
Real mad enough to slash tires?
I don't know.
Well, a judge found that she was real mad enough to slash tires because she took out a restraining order against her based upon the slashed tires. And the judge said what?
He ruled in my case.
And you got a restraining order until when?
A year.
Do you understand? The judge believed Miss Preggy over here slashed the tires. Think that's funny?
I don't think it's funny.
Did you have a discussion with Miss Preggy over here about slashing tires and how much money it cost you to fix the tires?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Ever?
I stayed out of...
Not enough.
Exactly.
Not enough. You should have stayed really out of it. Then you would have had no trouble.
Hmm.
Right? You have three children or you have more?
I have three.
Enough. How much were your tires to replace?
$823.
You paid for the tires?
The first time.
Not no, he second. Didn't, Your Honor. He only gave me $200 on them tires.
She's lying, Your Honor.
I wouldn't call the mother of my children a liar. Isn't that good form? You see those children?
No.
Why?
She won't let me see them.
She should let you see them.
She won't let me see them.
What do you mean you won't let him see the children?
Because he's treating my children like they're nothing. He's over there with her children like they're his, and I'm not playing that. It's been 3 years.
This is what you're playing. You're playing. You brought children into the world. They're entitled to know that they have a father.
Yes, and they do know him.
Not that they know him. They're entitled to spend time with him.
Yes, and they did spend time until he came
over
and heard us again.
Not did. Do. Spend time with him. That's what they're supposed to do.
Yes, that's what they're supposed to do, but that ain't what he do. That's not the games he plays.
Listen, if you're a good father, it'll bring lots of things back to you when you get older. You're going to be a lousy father and just drop your seed and go from place to place, then can't help you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You were looking for trouble.
No, I wasn't. I had my kids in the car, too. I was not
you
looking for trouble.
You were looking for trouble.
No.
Let me explain how the rules go here. I win, you lose.
Camelia Thomas says her ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend, Crystal Weatherspoon, owes for slashing her tires on two occasions. Crystal is countersuing, claiming Camelia attacked her outside a gas station.
Now, you want to tell me, madam, about the altercation that took place? Go sit down over there. The altercation that took place at the gas station?
Yes, ma'am. We stay in the same area, and about two blocks away, there's a gas station, so it's
after
really not...
After she got her protective order against you?
Yes, she has the restraining order on me, but this is the gas station I often go to, and we were there first.
But I did not know she was inside, Your Honor.
I was inside, you know, paying for gas, getting condiments for my children, because my children were in the car, and
How
I came...
How many children do you have?
I have two children.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
You have enough children?
Yes.
Keep going. I'm glad you agree.
I exited out of the gas station, and I seen her and her sister yelling at him or whatever and telling him to get out the car and...
No, he was already out the car.
He had to get out the car to pump my gas. So he was pumping my gas. As I exited out, they were yelling, "You a maggot," and "Who is your baby daddy?" And, you know, just talking to me crazy. And I just feel like, you know, you put this restraining order like I'm trying to cause harm to you. But when I come out, you're attacking me and you're coming at me like just on some childish stuff. You're older than me, so act like it. You know, you shouldn't have had anything to say to me. If you have a restraining order, first of all, if you see my car and you see my kids in a car, of course, you know what I'm saying, somewhere in the area, you should have drove off is how I feel. Why would you park?
I don't want to hear you. you yet.
Okay.
First of all, I didn't know you was out there until. First of all,
just
I didn't.
Tell
know,
me
I'm
what
sorry.
Happened.
I didn't know she was out
just
there.
Just tell
until
me
I,
what happened. You went inside. You paid for the gas. You came outside.
Yes.
What did you see? Fast, do. I have seen, other things to do.
Okay, I seen her and she attacked me.
Well, tell me what she did to attack you.
She got all in my face. I was trying to get in my car. She was blocking my car door, saying,
she's
you know, rude things to me. My children are in the car crying and screaming, you know, and then she pushed me in my face and hit me in my face and we started to fight. I started to defend myself.
And how did you do that?
We started fighting. I tried to get her off of me. As you can see, she's larger than I am. So when she started to attack me, I started to defend myself. You know, I'm carrying a baby.
How did you do that?
How did I defend myself? By trying to get her off of me.
How?
Grabbing her, trying to pull her away from me, trying to get her off of me so I can get in my car.
Okay. Now I'll hear your version of the events.
Okay. When I came to the crib trip, we did not know they was there. We pulled up. I seen my baby daddy. He's getting out the car to pump gas. I was like, oh, so you playing stepdaddy with somebody else's kids and you can't help me take care of ours. So we was having an argument on that. I did not know Crystal was inside the building. My sister was there at the time. She came out talking stuff to me and my sister. My sister was trying to get us back in the car, and so I still got this protection against her. She shouldn't have came out the building. She did. So the first instinct I thought, protect myself. She riding around with knives and stuff to cut my tires. I don't know what the girl's gonna do. So what I do, I protected myself.
Tell me what you did.
She hit me and I hit her.
That's not you protecting yourself.
Yes, I didn't know what she was gonna
do. No. Listen, that's not you protecting yourself.
I have pictures.
Shh. She hit me and I hit her. That's not you protecting yourself. That's not the way the story started. And there's the question in my mind that you hit her first.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Because that's what you said.
I mean, it was at the same time. It wasn't no, I swung nothing.
At the same time. Right.
Yeah.
Same time. Okay. When you pulled up to the gas station and you saw the boyfriend there and you knew that the girlfriend was there because the girlfriend's car was there, and you said, I have a restraining order against these people. I will go find gas elsewhere. You take, get in your car and you leave.
But that's I did not know he was on the side.
That's if you weren't looking for trouble.
No, I wasn't.
That's if you weren't looking for trouble. You were looking for trouble.
No, I wasn't. I had my kids in the car, too. I was not
you
looking for trouble.
You were looking for trouble.
No.
Let me explain how the rules go here. I win, you lose.
Okay.
Those are the rules. So you may have the last word, and I may not say an answer. But by my not saying an answer, I don't want you to think that I've given up.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You've made the tragic mistake of starting your young lives by fighting over a man who maybe is worth it, maybe not, I don't know. Very few men are.
And later today.
Is that your defense for not paying her back the $701?
Yes, because she broke my laptop.
Because she broke your laptop.
She broke my laptop, destroyed my
TV.
You're
breaking my heart.
Camelia Thomas says her ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend, Crystal Weatherspoon, owes for slashing her tires on two occasions. Crystal is countersuing, claiming Camelia attacked her outside a gas station.
Miss Thomas, when you have a protective order, it means you're very frightened of somebody.
Right.
And if you don't, but that didn't need a right.
Okay.
I don't need your accolades, believe me. When you have an order of protection, it means that you're afraid of someone. You will go to any lengths to stay away from them. So, I believe she slashed your tires. And now I'd like to see the pictures of your face.
And she ripped all my hair out.
You have pictures of your face?
No, Your Honor.
That looks to me like $822 worth of damage. You fix your own tires. Your face is fixed. You've made the tragic mistake of starting your young lives by fighting over a man who maybe is worth it, maybe not, I don't know. Very few men are.
Mm.
I mean, if they can't make up their minds and they allow the two women in their lives to fight over them, then usually they're morons. So you got yourself ensnared in his web, the two of you. I know you don't see it that way. If you want to take the best piece of advice that I can give you, your children share a father. It would be nice if they saw each other. Without him, it would be reasonable if you two ladies could be nice to each other. I swear to you, as you sit here and stand here today, 5 years from now, there'll be a third party standing at this table, and he'll have nothing to do with the three of you. That's just the way he is. When you started to see him and you made two babies, did you think it would last forever?
Yes, I did.
And when you met him and you decided to make a baby with him, did you think he would stay with you forever?
No.
You didn't?
I'm being honest.
Well, if you didn't think he would stay with you forever, then you shouldn't have had a baby with him.
It is what it is.
Making a baby with him attaches you to him for 20 years because babies are entitled to know where they came from. They're entitled to be able to say who my father was and why doesn't he see me anymore. You can hug and kiss and you can go to bed together and everything. That doesn't mean making a baby. Be nice to each other. I don't care how you are to him, but be nice to each other. He's going to be in the wind soon. He's getting ready to go. He's got nice, fresh, white sneakers. He's ready.
Right.
Good luck to you, ladies. That's all.
I just excuse you. May step out.
I just feel like it was blamed on me because I'm carrying a baby by him.
She's just mad that I'm not with her, and you know what I'm saying? I'm with her. She can't take it that I'm in love with another woman.
Probably found my kids a better dad.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Miller versus Bugs. Step forward, please.
20-year-old Paige Miller is suing her ex-boyfriend, 20-year-old Willie Bugs Jr., for a loan to pay his tuition. Willie says Paige trashed his bedroom after he broke up with her, so he's not paying.
Miss Miller, how old are you?
I'm 20.
And you, sir?
20.
I gather that you dated for a time when you were in high school, when you were how old, 16?
16, yes. 17.
And when did you and Mr. Bugs break off your relationship?
Probably in the winter of 2008.
All this becomes relevant, Miss Miller, because it is your claim that Mr. Bugs called you in a panic, that he couldn't register for classes unless he paid his tuition bill from the previous year.
Yes.
And this was when?
This was the beginning of May in 2010.
At that point, you hadn't been together in a long time.
No.
And you did, in fact, pay his tuition, which was $701.
Yes.
So far, you agree with that, Mr. Bugs?
Yes.
I'm ready to hear your defense.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Go ahead, Mr. Bugs.
Okay, we were dating when we were 16, and one day while I was at school, we were texting, and I broke up with her, like, in a text message or whatever. And so when I was in basketball practice one day, and she was mad, jealous, because of her jealousy, and I was at basketball practice, she went to my house. She was, like, really friends with my parents and stuff, so they let her in. She went up to my room and just broke my laptop and threw my TV on the ground, just destroyed my room, basically. And then in the beginning of 2010, she called me and apologized about that while I was in college, and she called and apologized to me about...
She must have apologized then as well, because in what month and year was that when she allegedly trashed your room?
It had to have been in 2007. I'm not sure what month exactly.
Well, I want you to think about it.
Somewhere like January, February, because it was basketball season.
January or February 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And you broke up in what month?
Probably around that time.
No, not probably around that time. When did you break up?
About February.
February 2007.
Yes.
Now, just for my own curiosity, after you went upstairs, and let us say that's true,
Mm-hmm. Did
you still see each other?
We were cordial around each other. I know.
Don't tell me cordial. I don't want to hear cordial. If you were his girlfriend, did you still see each other afterwards?
Yes.
Is that right, Mr. Bugs?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Then who cares about your computer and who cares about your TV? Is that your defense for not paying her back the $701?
Yes, because she broke my laptop.
Because she broke your laptop?
She broke my laptop, destroyed my
TV. You're breaking my heart. 4 years ago when she broke your laptop, she was 16 years old. Can't do anything about
sir.
Okay. Could have called the police. Do you have a police report?
No, but I wasn't going to call anybody. I was 16.
You owe us $700. Are you still in school?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you in school because she paid your bill?
I am.
Good. $700 judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm happy I won because he was lying.
It is what it is.
I didn't ransack his room.
I guess on Facebook, she saw me in a relationship with a girl.
No, I didn't see nothing on Facebook.
And she was jealous, and I guess she still had feelings for me or whatever.
He's jealous.
I don't know if he was trying to get back with me, but it was something. I feel like she still has feelings for me.
He thinks I want him still. He's crazy.